With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some strong winds in San Francisco over the weekend. Dalton Berenger is with the National Weather Service.
In San Francisco, we found evidence of 80-mile-per-hour winds, straight-line thunderstorm-associated winds that did quite a bit of tree damage and tore off a few roofs from some housing units and did quite a bit of damage to trees falling on cars.
Berenger says a tornado did touch down in Scotts Valley Saturday, a first for that part of the state. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey and the East Coast in recent weeks. That sparked speculation and concern about who sent them and why. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith's comments airing on WABC.
Congress, yes, and the president, yes, need to move quickly to expand state and local authorities' powers. But DOD has it right now.
The FBI is among several agencies investigating the mystery drones. It's asking residents to share videos, photos, and other information they may have about those flying objects. Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in his upcoming new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
China runs massive espionage networks that has infiltrated not just the federal government, but state and local government as well, and corporate America and our academic universities. And it is high time that we cut it off.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about the ongoing threats posed to the U.S. by China, both inside the country and outside. Changes coming to the FBI. Director Christopher Wray recently announced his upcoming resignation. His departure from the Bureau will come 3 years before the end of what would have been a 10-year term had he played it out all the way. Trump already has named Kash Patel to head up the FBI. This is SRN News. Christians are giving more.
A new report from the American Bible Society indicates that believers who are serious about their faith are more apt to donate to their church and to charities than less engaged people of faith and the population as a whole. ABS has released a statement saying, quote, "People who consistently read the Bible and live by its teachings are more likely to give. They also give far more." The survey also finds that poorer people actually give a higher percentage of their income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging around the country, the White House has announced what it calls the first ever national strategy to counter Islamophobia. The proposal from the lame duck administration details more than 100 possible steps to curb what it sees as hate, violence, bias, and discrimination against Muslims and Arab Americans. Officials worked on the anti-Islamophobia plan for several months and are finally ready to unveil it. This is SRN News. The European Central Bank is cutting interest rates by a quarter point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting the lower rates come despite concerns that President-elect Trump might impose new tariffs. ABC News agreeing to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library, a decision settling a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate claim the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexual assault, something that turned out not to be true. And we get more on the story from the New York Times. This is SRN News.